I'm chapter 5, Mishnah 7. Ha'aver b'kerem, if he's passing through his vineyard, v'nachlu mimin ezraim, and while he's walking, some seeds fall out. He's holding some seeds, and they fall out unintentionally. Or shiyatsu im hazvalim, or he's putting manure there, and unbeknown to him, there are some seeds in the manure. Or im hamayim, or he's watering it, and there's some seeds in the water that he doesn't know about. Hazarei v'sarta ruach l'achrav, or the wind is blowing the seeds behind him. So in all of these cases, it's happening unintentionally. Says the Mishnah, it is mutter. It is permitted because he didn't plant the seeds with intention. Siarto aruch lefanav, if the wind blows the seeds before him. So now he sees the seeds are falling over there. Okay, but I mean, obviously to pick up all the seeds, probably near impossible. So some of them are going to grow. Rabbi Akiva Omer im asavim, when he sees them growing, if they blades, so if they only grow like a little bit, the seeds, then yofach, he should plow it over, he should to get rid of those seeds. The im aviv, if they grow more and they're like now in an ear, but not yet, or he actually brings you not yet a third of its growth, then yenapetz, he should beat it away. The im havir dagan, and if it's now grown more than a third and it's like proper corn, then to dalek, then he should burn it. So the point of the mission is unintentionally is not zaran, but then if he sees it growing afterwards, he can't maintain it. He's now got to take it and he's now got to go and destroy it.